الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله praise to him is greater than anything and anybody in heavens and on earth and in between and praise to him in the morning, in the evening, and all the time. الحمد لله الذي شرع لنا الحج وعرفنا بقصة سيدنا إبراهيم عليه السلام وبنجاحه في اختبار التضحية والطاعة للخالق العظيم. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who ordained for us to make Hajj once in our lifetime. May Allah enable anyone, everyone here in this community to make this pilgrimage. In this story of Al-Hajj, we are connected with all messengers of Allah before us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the Hajj of those who are there and to allow anyone of us who has the wish and the capability to go. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا هو الذي أنعم علينا بأكبر النعم وهي نعمة الإسلام. And we bear witness that there is no other God but Allah سبحانه وتعالى, praise to him in his highness, who has granted us the biggest, the greatest blessing, which is to be a Muslim. And we bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, عليه الصلاة والسلام, is the final messenger of Allah. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul, to the soul of his descendants and wives, to the souls of his companions, and to the souls of the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah in this great occasion of Eid al-Adha, brothers and sisters in Islam, is about al-hubbu bahjatu al-haya wa talkiratu al-safar ila al-jannah insha'Allah. Love is the happiness of life and the travel ticket to paradise insha'Allah. I chose this topic of love because our planet is hungry for it, especially these days in which there is a lot of hate. And we preach the message of Islam, which is love. And it brings back happiness to the giver. You give love, you get back love. You give it to your family members, they love you back, they respect you back. You give love to friends and community people, and I challenge everyone, anybody who says, I give love and friendship and I get back something else, maybe temporarily. You will get love, you will get respect, you will get friendship. Especially from those who hate you. They will wonder one day, how in the world are these Muslims constantly positive, having positive attitude no matter what happens to them? Well, this is the essence of the message of Allah to us. It spreads solidarity in the family first, but ultimately to the community and society. It spreads respect. It spreads tolerance. And most importantly, it spreads forgiveness. People forget about that a lot. We are not perfect. We are human beings. We make mistakes. We have shortcomings. Who are you to believe that you don't make mistakes and others do? And if you realize that you make mistakes and you have shortcomings and you are not perfect, you will be more capable to forgive and to be tolerant to others, particularly who make mistakes. In particular, the ones who make little mistakes or no mistakes, you have no problem with them. The work should be done with those brothers and sisters who make mistakes, who are not perfect, who really expose themselves. This is where we should be working. We take it from, where does this love come from, that you love? Well, it comes from Allah Azza wa Jal, praise to Him. Why do you think He sent His messengers to humanity? Since the days of our father Adam, through Noah, Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and the final Muhammad, alayhim as-salatu was-salam ajma'in, peace and blessing of Allah be upon all of them. We don't differentiate between any one of them and the other. Why did Allah send them to guide humanity? Out of what? Well, out of love. And actually, He would always tell us about that. If you, it's like we are in a training camp in this life. And if we do it, if we practice it, then we will get a major characteristic of the people of Jannah. And I got that from Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 43. يقول الله عز وجل ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل. The people, when they come to Jannah, to paradise, they would be already void of any ill will against anybody. So it's like when we practice it on earth and we are rewarded by Jannah over there in the hereafter, by that time Allah would have helped us to take away and throw away any ill will, not only hate, ill will, any shred of not wishing good for somebody. No, in this, if you practice Islam, you will have no ghil, no ill will against anybody, against creatures of God. Not only that, about our family life, what did He tell us? I'm just talking about the source of love from Allah Azza wa Jal, and what He told us in His book. In Surah Ar-Rum, chapter 30, verse 21, يقول عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها. Out of His love that He created for us spouses, so we can have tranquility. That means تَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, tranquility and calmness. When you go outside in society with this severe competition for worldly things, people competing and hating and against each other, and you come home, you don't want to see home also full of competition and aggression and competitiveness. No, you want to see calmness. You want to see tranquility. This is what believers, men and women, provide each other at home. Tranquility, calmness. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And He created among you, if you are pure, if you look deep inside you, you will find affection and you will find mercy. It's there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them inside you. Look for them. These are resources. He is telling us that. You have mawadda and you have rahmah. You have affection and you have mercy. Give it to your spouse. Give it to your child. Give it to your siblings, brothers and sisters and cousins, friends, neighbors, members of the community, the world, as a whole. They are inside you. Don't suppress them. Get them out. And the believers should always remember this verse. This is Al-Furqan, chapter 25, verse 74. يقول عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين. The believer should always ask Allah, Oh Allah, grant us, give us from our spouses and our children who will comfort our eyes. When we look at them, we feel comfort, we feel support, we feel tranquility, we feel solidarity, we feel love. Ask Allah always to grant you, to make your spouse and to make your children calmness to your eyes, happiness to your eyes. Ask. And inshallah, a whole lot of problems will be disappearing and be replaced with God's love, inshallah. Also, Allah wants us to be forgiving. He called himself Al-Ghaffar and Al-Ghafoor. And he is the creator. Who are you not to forgive? If your creator is forgiving your shortcomings, your mistakes, your wrongdoing, who are you not to forgive? Who are you not to accept somebody's asking you forgiveness? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness all the time. Allahumma ighfir li wa ighfir li waliday wa li walid waliday وَلِأَبْنَائِ وَبَنَاتِ. Who are you? And you are asking him to forgive you, but you don't forgive? In Surah Ali Imran, this is chapter 3, verses 133 and 134, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he is counting the characteristics of the believers who are close for him, and he promised to forgive them. Who are they? And he said, among others, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Three major characteristics of people he will forgive. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. الْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ, the ones who restrain from venting anger. There are people who will get on your nerves. Your child, your spouse, your brother, your sister, your friend, a co-worker, a neighbor, whoever. Somebody in the highway or driving, getting on your nerve. Allah is telling you not to reciprocate negative things. Reciprocate good things. Reciprocate means do the same. If there are good things, reciprocate and even exceed. But if there are negative things, don't reciprocate. Al-Kadhimin al-Ghad, restrain. Wal-Afin al-Nas, those also, Allah will forgive those who forgive people. And he didn't say, Wal-Afin al-Members of the family. Those who forgive members. And he didn't say, those who are friends and community. He didn't say Muslims even. He said annas. Forgive annas, people in general. Which I take it, he wants us to be examples, to be models, even for those who may not look at us favorably. Even those who are not Muslims. There are a lot of people who are not Muslims and they look at Muslims as brothers and sisters in humanity. They are good. But there may be people out of ignorance, they don't like Muslims. Also, you are instructed by your Creator to forgive them. Wallahu yuhibbu al-muhsineen. And Allah in particular loves those who do good. Good doers. Then look at how he described Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, peace and blessing be upon him. He said, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. This is Ali Umran, chapter 3, verse 159. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing him and telling him, we granted you from us, rahmah, to become you, that you become lenient. And it's one of the amazing coincidences in that linta lahum, this is Arabic, in English I found lenient to them. Maybe English taking it from Arabic, meaning kind-hearted. You, oh you Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wasalam, they became close to you, loving to you, following you, because you are lenient. Okay. Then he tells them, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. And if you are rough and tough, rough in words and in action, then they will leave you. Who would stay with somebody who's always cursing and saying bad things and doing bad things? No. Look at the characteristic of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah is praising him, lenient for his companions, for the ummah. Wallahu min hawlik fa'fu anhum wastaghfir lahum wa shawarhum fil ard. So if you are lenient, then forgive them. Not only that, istaghfir lahum means ask Allah to forgive them. So anybody doing you wrong, not only you forgive him or her, but you also ask Allah to forgive them. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Islam. This is who you are. This is what Allah is telling you. Nobody can tap to the resource called love, because it's there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it in us. But how to tap there? How to get there? If you are too proud or arrogant, proud means believing that I am better than other people. Who are these people I would sit with, for example, or I talk to? That's arrogance. I am better, I am bigger, I am greater, I am stronger, I have a better situation in my circumstances than other people. That's arrogance. Or some people make a mistake or wrong somebody and they are too proud to ask for forgiveness. Allah doesn't want that. Allah wants, if we make a mistake, we ask for forgiveness, not to be too proud. Actually, you need first to realize you are wrong, then to move to ask other people for forgiveness. An Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, one of the companions, narrated a hadith about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in which he said, لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. The Prophet ﷺ said, anyone who has a shred, ذرة, an atom, weight of arrogance and pride, will not enter Jannah. I recited to you the verse that when we get there, we have no ill will already. So anyone entering Jannah should be void of arrogance. So anyone who have a shred, a little bit, an atom of arrogance against other people, will not enter paradise. Then one of the companions sitting, and he said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna rajula yuhibbu an yakuna thawbuhu hasanan wa na'luhu hasana. The companion is telling the Prophet alayhi wa sallam, but we like to have nice clothes and nice shoes, nice appearance. In a way, the companion was asking, is this arrogance? And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام answered him, إن الله جميل يحب الجمال. صدق رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام. He said, no. Allah is beautiful. And He loves beauty. It has nothing to do with arrogance. When your appearance is nice, your clothes are nice, your shoes is nice, your car is nice. It has nothing to do with arrogance. Arrogance is how we treat people as if they are inferior. It's the treatment we are talking about. We need to train to tap into this resource of love. أم المؤمنين عائشة, may Allah be pleased with her, narrated a hadith about this topic. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, خيركم لأهله وأنا خيركم لأهلي. The best among you is the one who treats his family the best. In some meanings, his wife or her husband. The best among you is a woman who treats her husband best, is a man who treats his wife best, or a man and a woman who treat their children, their relatives best. And I am treating my family best. That's the Prophet ﷺ. This is training. We do it day after day after day after day. Then it becomes part of you, part of who you are. And in the famous hadith about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I would love that worshipper. And it's a long hadith. I will read just the direct reference. وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. My worshipper, if you want my love, Allah is telling us, you want me to love you, to declare my love to you, then do nawafil. What are nawafil? Nawafil are extra worship. We are required to make fara'id in fajr, dhuhr, asr, maghrib, isha. Okay, make more, then you are trying to be closer to Allah. In fasting, try to fast more than Ramadan. Try. In zakah, you are zakat al-mal, for example, 2.5%. Okay, how about a little bit more? This is how you can get closer to me, Allah is telling you. This is one way. And oh my God, if you are loved, when you do that and you get the status of love, then He will be everything for you. So this is one way we can get. And when you think about al-ibadat, all ibadat, what are they? They are, if you want, and I said that so many times, the entire ibadat mean you are good to yourself, you don't harm the body. You are good to your family members. You are good to humanity, that's ibadat. That's what we get from prayers, from fasting, from zakah giving to people. It's benefits, it's treatment of others. Nothing will go directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but He will rejoice. He will be happy if we are happy, if we are doing this. Second, another way to get to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-a'mal al-saliha, good deeds. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly mentions doing good deeds after always iman. So you believe in God and do good deeds. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ 52 times in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioning directly doing good deeds directly after iman. See how much is important that? When you do that, you are a believer and you do good deeds, your destination, inshallah, al-Jannah. The bottom line, we do this, we get peace of mind in this world. We are happy, and our reward ultimately is Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get us there. We, our families, our relatives, our friends, this community to be together in Jannah. Ameen. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is very close to us. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد The good deeds The love you spread around yourself will ultimately become your character. Again, I go back to the ayah. When we get there in paradise, we will have no ill will. No ghil. How is that? Because we do it constantly in this life. Positive attitude. Love, friendship, solidarity, companionship, sympathy, asking for forgiveness for those who wrong us. In particular, anybody who is aggressive against you, this person deserves your attention more than even the one who says good words. The one who says good words and treats you good, he is a brother, he is a good sister. He's okay. You need to do work with those who don't, who try to hurt you. Forgive them. Ask for their forgiveness for them. This becomes you. You build your character, your good character. And ultimately, this prompts you to make initiatives, good initiatives. If I am good, if I am loving, if I am tolerant, then I will do that. I've spread it. It's not enough to feel good, to feel loving. Always ask yourself, when was the last time I told my children I love them? My spouse, I love her, or she loves him. When was the last time? If it is a long time ago, go ahead and do it as soon as possible. Don't waste any more time. You don't know. When is the end here? We go driving. May Allah keep us safe, all of us. We don't know the traffic accidents, sicknesses. Don't withhold good feelings. Don't withhold good treatments. Do it. Introduce happiness. Spread happiness around yourself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be like that. To be loving. To be caring. To be nurturing. To everyone around us. May Allah make us among the great believers and great Muslims who have no ill will against people. May Allah enable us to have great children and great spouses that when we look at them, They give us happiness. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين اللهم آمنا في بيوتنا اللهم آمنا في بلدتنا هذه اللهم آمن المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم خفف عنهم واحمهم يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى جميع المسلمين وأخص بالذكر صاحب بناء هذا البيت بيت الله الأخ محمد فريد and he's sick may Allah heal him I never said that about him before I heard that he is sick may Allah heal him he built this beautiful masjid for us May Allah heal all sick people generally, but particularly our brothers and sisters in faith. May Allah grant mercy on our parents who passed away. And may Allah give mercy on parents who are still alive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us patience to treat each other in a good way. So when we pass away, then people would remember us in that capacity. We ask you, Allah, to spread your love on all societies, but particularly to our brothers and sisters in Islam who are suffering around the world. And آخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. We thank Allah for all the bounties and favors and great things we are surrounded with. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.